complimentary picture.
No, he's in the middle of giving a talk. Oh, he's not even started. No, he's not started yet. Look at that. He's starting it. How cool.
Oh wow.
Grandpa, say hi, Grandpa.
Hi, puppy. Kalani Temuna.
Can you talk?
Hi, Kalani Temuna.
Kukush, say hi. Come one, two, three, ma.
Just this one.
Start saying three. One. Two.
Three.
One. One. A two. A three. Kukush.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, she's telling the lady hi who's walked past her.
Hi. Why isn't it going in?
I don't know. Shouldn't be anything to do with that.
A one. A two.
Sometimes you just have to fiddle to it, yeah.
Bye. Why is he not working, Bobs?
Morning, anybody out there? Hello?
If the Rav is speaking, we can't hear you. We can't hear you, Rav.
Okay,
okay, fine. Tov. So, good morning, everybody in Eish Kodesh. Good morning, everybody in Zoom land. I believe we got to the Fresh Mem Zayin. We spoke about Tzreifus Beis Elokeinu Zman Leidus Mashiach. Dafke, the worst moment. You know what? Let me put on this other masecha. Okay, fine. So we spoke about the Hasta Askir, that it's the Anoichi, it's Dafka, that the Anoichi is Megale through the Hestaponim, and in that Hestaponim, when Hashem hides his light, that's where you find space to be you. If Hashem would just reveal himself b'kol tokfei, so then there'd be no room for any of us. So in that space of the Yisurim, of the Heder, that's where we get to be Megala ourselves in what he was calling Yesh Miayin. Okay. Fine. So like this. I'll take one more step in the sugya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hichrich es Beis HaMikdash k'day libnois al chol voisov binyan ade'ad. Binyan she'ein achorov churban. We spoke yesterday about the man who bought a building in Manhattan. He bought this big, lovely building in Manhattan. And he, one second, who's asking a question now? Oh, okay, fine, good. Okay, we'll deal with that. The man built a building. He bought a 10-story building, knocked it down, dug deep foundations well because he wanted to build a much bigger building. So why didn't he just add on to the building that existed? Because that building doesn't have foundations that are strong enough to hold a much bigger building. That's the marshal. in the Nimshel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because he wants to build on top of the Churva of the Beis HaMikdash a building that can never be Muchrav, an eternal edifice. Binyan Ze'eni Yoichel Livnoi, so why didn't Hashem just build it? Why do we have to build it, break it, go into Golas, build it? Just build it. That building needs to be built on very, very sound foundations. Therefore, we the ones that are digging now the foundations of the Beis HaMikdash. The final generation that's going to complete the foundations, which will make the space ready for the Beis HaMikdash, the final Beis HaMikdash to be built, that generation is going to face Yisurim and Yisoynes that no other generations had to face. MS, Anachnu Nimtzayim B'machashchei Adama, we're in the bowels of the earth, darkness, Ach B'kol Shanachnu Mamikim Yisayis Yisoynes, because where do you dig the foundations? in the depths of the earth. But to the extent that we deepen the foundations, gam binyan godol yosa, so too the binyan will be much greater. That's at a klal level, at a prati level. We're also a shtikel migdash. And to the extent that we dig deeper and deeper, as a result of the troubles and the problems in yeshayness and the yisurim we have, we'll build our own personal building much bigger. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows everything, he chose us. You have to know, you've been chosen. It's a very, very big compliment to be having this many problems. It's a compliment from Hashem, because Hashem doesn't give you a problem you can't deal with. He doesn't give you any shyness you can't handle. So when you have problems, any shyness, that's a big compliment. Hashem's saying, I'm giving you something that's good for you, but I'm telling you, you can handle it. Bezois ani boteach. I think the Sfas Emes says, Bezois ani boteach. I don't know if it's a Sfas Emes, Reb Chatzkel Levenstein, lo zoche. I think it's a Sfas Emes, it says, Bezois ani boteach, we say every day, Ledovid. What's Bezois ani boteach? What's Bezois? In this I trust. What do you trust? In this. In the fact that you don't give any soreness that a person can't handle. That's what he says. That's Bezois in Bezois ani boteach. If you have a problem, you have a Yisurim, you have any soin, Hashem gave you the Nisoin, he gave you the Kalim to deal with it. Lo kol echad zoiche tafkid mein zeh. Not everybody wasn't zoiche to this tafkid. Rak Eved Neman umusuba koliboy. Only an Eved Neman who's completely given over. You hear that? And you have to be completely, exclusively given over. Eved Amochen Lasses akolavu malucha nivchol afkid zeh. Only someone who's prepared to only work for the malucha. He has no personal interests. He only wants what's good for the king. For Malkoi, la Malkoi, not malucha. Sorry, avu Malkoi, he's king. When you prepare to work for your king, then you get given this tafkid. As a kosh bochu bochu bonu v'samotanu b'dozeh, Hashem chose us and He put us in this generation. V'nosem l'aneh and nishenes alolu, and He gave us these nishenes. K'fish enema, v'ach shchim chayshiveinu k'meise oilom. Ach meidach, on the other hand, ma rav chelkeinu ba'amodus habinyan enitzchi, how great is our portion in the establishment of this eternal building. This big building that's going to be built is standing on us. We're the foundations of it. If you don't have foundations, you don't have a binyan. And we that have dug deep, deep, deep into the bowels of the earth to create the foundations, the building stands on us. We're the generation that's lacking everything. We have nothing. To the extent that the lack, the open space, the void, that's a good word for head, is void. To the extent that the void is bigger, and a yosi yitzri, yesh miayin, we got more opportunity to build a yesh miayin. Umadragoseinu gavua yosi, and our level is much higher. Dafka anu, unkol chesronoseinu v'miet hasogoseinu, bavoides Hashem, novi bezrat Hashem isbrochus ha'olam al tikunai. This generation is such a weak generation, you can't have too many expectations, but no, all the expectations are in this generation. Because, not because we're low, but because we're lacking. Why are we lacking? Because when you're lacking, you can then express yourself. Then you can be you. You can show what you can do, as opposed to what's happening automatically, what's Hashem doing.
Okay, guys, that wasn't me. Rav Sher, we lost you, and we can't hear you now.
Hallucin. Okay, I'm back. Ah. Sorry. I switched off Zoom by mistake. I was trying to straighten the phone, and I pushed the off button. So, Yeah, no, it's automatically recording. It's automatically recording. The Sedegamo. Yeah, okay, it's one of those days. It must be nearly Shabbos, yeah? Okay, I haven't slept enough this week. The Sedeg. Fine. We talk every Yemei Imanu. And who learned him Yisod Gadol? What's this big Yisod? Nitein Loimashi Yisod Ze Makifis Kola Doires. There's a foundation here, there's an understanding that surrounds all the generations. Keshenis Boina Nevachach Shemi Yoim Yoseinu La'am Vada Yomaze. From the moment we became a nation, that fateful Leila Seder, we became a nation. Ada Yomaze, Kasher Koshbochu is Gala Leinu Bekol Toikvo Gvoroso Vizikuna Liguim Atsumim Venoirim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself for Kolis Gvura and Kolis Koichas, unbelievable revelations. Gilui Mashe lo zoche lem shum am ba'olam. No one else in the world was ever zoche to have such explicit revelations of Hashem. O mekom mokam ha'achas she'advarim lo hofchu liyois kinyan atzmi emovdu mitanu. What happened to all the Gilui? What happened to all the revelations? What happened to all the unbelievable chesodim Hashem did for us when He revealed us on that day when we came an am? Since we didn't make it Kinyan Atzmi, it stayed outside of us. So it got lost. It happens personally. Rabbeinu Tam says this. It happens if a person sees a miracle. Anybody ever change from seeing a miracle? Not for long. A few days, a few weeks maybe. And then what happens? You go back to normal. Rabbeinu Tam says, why? You saw a miracle. You got irgesh. You got excited. Wow, look at this. Unbelievable. From now I'm going to be different. And I'm going to be, wow, that was amazing. What happens 3 days later? If a person suddenly, God forbid, became blind, Rahman suddenly became blind. 2 years he ran to doctors. He went here, he went there, he couldn't see. One morning he wakes up and he can see. He can see. He'll hit the snooze button? No. When does he hit the snooze button? Within a week, Mustoma. Yeah? For a week he'll run around, mamash mitlaeving and boom, boom, boom. Why he's so excited, mitrageshim, crying, whatever. And after a week he'll go back to just being used to having eyes. Why is that, says Rabbeinu Tam? He says, because Kolzman, it's outside of you, it doesn't change you. You never made a Kenyan, yeah? If you see a miracle, you have to do something to internalize that. You have to take on something. You have to do something. You have to change something in you. Otherwise, it gets lost. That's what he's saying here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nigla aleinu. Nigola aleinu b'yetzias Mitzrayim. B'kriyas Yamsu. B'ma'amer Asinai. Ach l'sof. Asinai is a eagle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed this to himself to us with the Makkos, Kriyas Yamsuf, Kabbalah Satoira. We have no musag of understanding what Giluim were taking place there. Kriyas Yamsuf was you saw into the higher heavens. You saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyochol B'Kved Ba'atzmai. The Giluim of Hashem there were unbelievable. And what happened? You did the eagle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hichnis Satan Eretz Yisrael. Benisim Giluim V'Lamal B'Derech Hateva Choymus B'Tzuris Noflu B'Lipnina V'Tkiya Shefu B'Yovad. How did you knock down the walls of Jericho? You blew a shofar. You can blow a shofar the whole day. You're not going to knock down a wall. There were unbelievable miracles coming into Eretz Yisrael. And what happened? We learned from the goyim that were there. We became the biggest Baal Avodah Zorah. We became better at their Avodah Zorah than they were. Hashem built the Beis HaMikdash. Every day there were open miracles. In that Beis HaMikdash, where you had 10 miracles, Klal Yisrael had the oiz to kill a Novi. This, the blood sat on the floor boiling for how long? Long time. Anybody remember how long it was? It's Manaroch. And we didn't do tshuva. You see blood boiling on the ground for years. And you don't do tshuva? Ech. But derech zu b'kol ha'doyres haron Hashem nisim v'niflois v'adayin lo shavnu v'mitoseinu. Hashem showed us unbelievable miracles in every generation. And we still haven't learned. from our mistakes. Gam b'dor achron b'milchom sheish esayomim b'milchom esaparat. Rini b'chush nisim gelui machadayin lo chazon olam. You ever studied the Six-Day War properly? It could be the miracles were bigger than Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Scud War with Iraq, the 39 Scud missiles that got blown into this country. One person died. One Scud hit an army base in Saudi Arabia, killed hundreds of people. And these Scuds were coming into built up areas. They weren't landing in Pet Kotur Shetach. They were knocking buildings down in Tel Aviv. You were here at the time. You lived there in your sealed rooms. Yeah, yeah. And we changed. It's got worse since then, not better. In Tzale London, Kigiluim Shaim Lamalem Yasagosainu. And since then, we've had a Gaza war, another Gaza war, more miracles, unbelievable miracles. Yom Velayla, unbelievable miracles. In Tzale London, Kigiluim Shaim Lamalem Yasagosainu. Arachim Shelo Kinyana Oisam Baomo Bezaya. Anumit Kaim, Ainum Kaim Bimonu. Elaim Poichim Vahochilem. Big revelations and big miracles that you didn't do anything to internalize and you didn't do any work for, they come and they go and they're finished. You see that. There's a riot. Anybody want to argue with the proofs? You see, that's true. We all know that in ourselves. Elul, you wake up on the first day of Elul, you're the sheif, and oh, you've got so many plans, and you sit down and you're out what you're going to do and change. You're so excited, whatever. And Motzi Yom Kippur, you go to sleep, the same person that woke up on Erev Rosh Chodesh. And wow, what happened? You didn't do anything, Lamaisa, to change. You've got a big rich guy. He gives his beloved only son that he loves very much, Matana Yakara Admaod, a gold watch. Today people don't know what a gold watch is. They're not called kach manyan, too many people. But in those days, a gold watch was like the, it was the spitz. It was the, a gold watch was the, Erev Shmuel, you're from Geneva, so my grandfather Zatzal used to go to Geneva often because he was the Amiga agent in South Africa for Amiga watches. And Amiga watches, his head office was in Geneva, nachon? I don't know if it still is, ich weiß nicht, but maybe in Zurich. He used to travel between Zurich and Geneva. So he used to go for training courses and stuff like that. In those days, an Amiga gold watch was like was worth more than a house. People would do anything. The Amiga gold watch was, wow, that was something. Not even because of the money, but it had a certain cover. It was a certain, they used to give it when people finished working 50 years for a company. The companies used to give gold watches to the 30 year. Today, nobody works at the same place for more than 30 days, let alone 50 years. Anybody worked for a company for 30 years today? Not Shaykh Bichlal. But in those days, people used to work there 20 years, 25 years, 30 years was a big thing. They used to get a gold watch for the 30 years. It was a big zach. So he bought his grandson, he bought his son this gold watch, very expensive present. You must know, my child, this watch is worth a lot of money. Yeah? You know, take out a mashkante to buy a watch like this. This is not a watch you wear when you're playing and jumping and in the sand pit and swimming and jumping and doing all sorts of wild things because you can lose it. A child's a child, right? You can tell your teenager the same thing 50 times. A teenager's a teenager. He doesn't know what it means, an expensive watch. He doesn't know what a lot of money means. He doesn't have an appreciation for this. That's what he did. He carried on jumping and playing and doing all his narishkat, and eventually the watch got lost. When Hashem gives us presents that are not lefi our understanding, we can't grasp these things. Same as a little child can't understand the value of a gold watch, we can't understand the value of the Kriyas Yamsuf and of all these unbelievable revelations that Hashem showed us. Unbelievable revelations that are way beyond our ability to grasp. We don't value them. We don't look after them. They get lost. Sad, tragic, bad news. That's for sure. We're living in Dor Ikfas Ed HaMashicha. Today, there's no big revelations. It's all hidden. This corona is the biggest revelation we've had, I think, since Hasinai. Since Hasinai, we've never had a revelation of a Kodesh Baruch Hu this clear in the world, but it's hidden. Verstehst that it's hidden. As much as of a revelation it is, if you penetrate the Tevi a little bit, you see the Yad Hashem as clearly as you're ever going to see it. It's even called by the name of Hashem. It's called Corona. It's called Keter. Keter is the highest appreciation of Hashem. And the other name for it is Kovod. Kovod is the lower sphere. It's called Kovod. The lower, the Malchut, the sphere of Malchus is called Kovod. So the highest of the 10 spheres is called Keter, and the lowest is called Kovod. That's what this thing is. I mean, that's my own. I made that up. Don't you don't have to. The Lord told me Sinai. But it's hidden. We don't have Giluimia. This virus is a Giloi, but it's a Giloi in the Hester. It's an Anoichi in the Hester. It's Hester. You don't see it. If you choose not to see it, you can choose not to see it. When you stood at our Sinai, there was no question whether it was Hashem was Yered Elaha to give us a Torah. For sure he was. No one had questions. Today you can have questions. You can say, it's got nothing to do with Hashem. Yeah, Hashem. No, Hashem. It's completely hidden. So today we don't have those unbelievable revelations. V'kol nista behesta lifni mehesta. It's all hidden within, hidden within, hidden. V'nei pelehu. What's the unbelievable pele, yeah? Dafka ata ani yochem lishchush es agiluyim hanizgavim lohivchim lekinyan atzmi. Now, because you have to work to see the giluy, take Corona for example. You could miss it completely. If you're not putting koichos into seeing the giluy, you miss it. But when you see the giluy, it didn't happen automatically. You worked for it. So you made a kinyan. It's now yours. The kinyan becomes internal and it can never get lost. What you toiled for, what you worked for, what you sweated over, that can't go away. That ain't going away. When you came out of a Holocaust and you still believed in Hashem and you still renovated Hashem after the Holocaust, someone can take that away from you somehow? How? Somebody who lived through the Holocaust and Yishrei Meteri Mitzvahs after the Holocaust. What are you going to do? What are you going to take away from him? How are you going to take anything away from him? He wasn't sitting in Melbourne yelling about the Holocaust and questioning whether he should still believe in Hashem or not. You do with someone who was in Auschwitz parts when he came out and he's still from. How are you going to get him to how? It's his own personal kinyan. He made that himself. Tani Reb Shimba Yochai Oime Shalosh Metonas Toivis Nosan Akorosh Baruch Hu Israel Vekulan Lo Nitna Ela Al Yedei Yisurim. Now we can understand that Shtikel Gemara in Brochas. We quote this Gemara often in many different circumstances. Well, now we have a deep understanding of the Shtikel Gemara. Three wonderful gifts Hashem gave us, and you can only acquire them through Yisurim. If you want to own these three wonderful gifts, you have to. It's Yisurim, that's the coinage. Eilu Hain, what are these three gifts? Torah, Eretz Yisrael, V'olam Haba. And we're trying to acquire all three at once here. We all want Torah, we all want Olam Haba, and we all want Eretz Yisrael. That's why we're here. And you're trying to be coining all three at once. Don't forget your Tehillim on the journey here, you know. So this is the Reb Shimba Yochai tells you that's going to come with Yisurim. Harayon Hu, so what's the idea here? Without Yisurim, the thing doesn't become yours. It doesn't become part of you. It stays external. It's dafka the header, the void. It's dafka the Yisurim, the difficulties that makes the revelation a personal acquisition as opposed to being something that you just sort of, you rent for a while. No, you own it. You worked for it. You worked very hard for it. Now you've got it. Now you enjoy it. Okay, I have to just push ahead. We've only got 2 or 3 minutes here, and I have Ravulitsky on my back. You know, when I was down in Tifrach, I could carry on as long as I wanted. There's someone standing, even though he's in a different capsule, but it's a very thin piece of plastic that separates us. So, but let's just finish here. Chaval, not to finish. We've been trying to get an answer to this question for 6 months, and we're about to answer a question here. This is the answer to the question of Tzadik V'ra'alo. Rasa Tzadik bo kedei laniach lo mokem litgadeh bo la'efshelo la'itzis atzmin ha'kapoyel. Koyach la'poyel. What is the Tzadik having ra'alo? Because he's bad? No, he's a Tzadik. So why does he have these things happening to him? Because he's been given the opportunity to express his koyach. He has potential, but it's not being actualized. The Ra creates an opportunity for him to reveal his koichos. He can now take the ein and he can magal it in the world. But everything's going well and everything's fine, you've got everything. So how do you magali your ava for Hashem? You've got everything. But when things are not going well and you're struggling and you're battling, and there you express your ava for Hashem, oho, that's big. So the tzaddik gets given this opportunity to go a whole new level. You can just leave the tzaddik getting tzaddik for toiv lo, but then he'd stay what he is. But when it's tzaddik for ra lo, whoa, he can now rocket ship into a whole new world. We know that the purpose of the Bria was to do good for the creatures. And what is the good? The good is to be with Hashem completely. And we're very similar to Hashem because we created B'Tselem. And now I understand the Yisurim that come to the Oivdei Hashem, Dafka the Oivdei Hashem. Kashem Shabari Yotzes Oilim Yeshmiayin, the same as Hashem created the world Yeshmiayin, Kach Gama Adam Mishtamish Be Yusurim Kadeliv Noises Olomoy Ha'ishi Yeshmiayin. We use the Yusurim to build our personal world Yeshmiayin. Alidei Kach Humagir Tachlis Atova Shadvekas Bashem. And by that you come to the pinnacle of what we are for, which is Dvekas in Hashem. Now, just to end off, Mr. Hashem will carry on tomorrow. Nishalis Adayin Shailim Mirkezit. There's a central question that needs to be asked. Ketzad Meichel Bepoil. That's nice theory. Now we've learned the theory. We understand the system. We understand how it works. It's Gevaldik. And we're all very inspired. But how do you go about doing this Lamaisa? Ketzad Meichel Bepoil Lahashish Benafshenu Esayadiyah Habrurish Yosurim Haim Letovateinu. How do you internalize this, that the Yosurim are good for us? It's not enough that it's here. You have to feel it. You have to know it. The Maod Kasheh. How we do this, what do you have to do, we learned now. How you do this, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll discuss in the Prokim coming up. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, will be on Zoom if people want to have a shiur tomorrow. I don't know, people want to have a shiur tomorrow. Fine. The question is, do you prefer 9:45 on Friday? You prefer half past 9? Half past 9 I have to, because the Gemara starts at 10, but tomorrow there's no Gemara. So we can do 9:45, or we can just keep it at 9:30. I'm easy. What do people prefer? Show of hands. 9:30. 1. 9:45. 1, 2.
9:45.
9:45, 9:45, fine. 9:45. Sorry to be slow. You'll have to wake up early tomorrow, that's all. You'll have to dive a night tomorrow. Yeah, fine. Okay. Yofi. Oh, so Metz Hashem tomorrow, 9:45. And we'll start trying to go into this and seeing just Lamaisa practical. I'll get David Freelander to put an email telling people that it's at 9:45. And we'll see you tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. Have a great day. Drive carefully, Rav Menashe. You shouldn't be listening to when you're driving. You might... take good care.
Okay. Okay.